This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
The superintendent of Portland Public Schools is resigning. Guadalupe Guerrero told the PPS school board they will have 2 months to find a replacement. Guerrero is the first Latino superintendent in PPS history and has served for almost 7 years. In a statement released by PPS, he says he's grateful for the opportunity to lead PPS. He also says he's proud of what his team has accomplished, making PPS a better experience for every student. Guerrero's last day as superintendent will be February 16th.
In a statement from PPS, Mr. Guerrero says, and I quote, "I'm grateful for the trust and opportunity I've led in Portland Public Schools for the past 7 years. Superintendent Guerrero was unanimously appointed for office almost 7 years ago. He is the first PPS superintendent to be in charge during a teacher strike and through a pandemic. He is also the first Latino superintendent in PPS history." In a statement released by the PPS school board, says Superintendent Guerrero has laid a strong foundation for us, and we are confident that the district is stable in a strong position to embark on its next chapter. We will meet this in the coming days as school board tries to identify a new intern leader and begin the search processing for a new superintendent. Joining us today live in the studio now is a KBPS student reporter, Makai. Makai, what can you tell us?
Straight from KBPS News Station, I'm Makai Daniels with the latest news. Controversial PPS Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero resigns, leaving only 2 months to find a replacement. He announces his toning down of a third reinstatement with a highly talked about message to his student and co-workers. Mr. Guerrero says in his message, "During my tenure, we worked tirelessly to provide our 4,000 amazing Portland students with an excellent classroom experience every day. I am immensely proud of my team's contribution to our school district's 700-year history, and I want to thank every educator, principal, central office staff, community partner, and family for supporting our mission to make PPS a better experience for every student." Many students and teachers reacted in opposite feelings to the positive tone of the message and glowing review Mr. Guerrero gave himself. Students and teachers erupting in cheers and high fives when the news was announced. Hopefully more information will be coming soon. This has been KBBS AM 1450. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Razor from AM 1450 KBPS Portland. This is the Student Hour, and on this segment of the show, I'm going to be talking about the holiday season since it's coming up. So, stores are flooded with people, stores are flooded with holiday decor, and the radio is starting to play Christmas, holiday, seasonal music, like we do. And I'm here to talk about it a little bit since it's happening and coming up. I want to talk about my favorite holiday song. It is considered a Christmas song, but my favorite one is Baby It's Cold Outside. I love the cover by Wilbur Soot, specifically. If you guys don't know who that is, you should definitely check his music out. It's pretty good. I also like the Michael Bublé cover. It's pretty good. The original is also pretty good, but, you know, my all-time favorite cover is going to be the Wilbur Soot one. He's my favorite artist in general. And he's a band called Lovejoy that came out with merch recently. Holiday merch. It's not like Christmas merch. Or holiday. It's just like a beanie and stuff. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. We're on the topic of holiday. So my family, we celebrate Christmas, and we tend to like have, you know, dinner, Christmas dinner. And it's kind of the same. We make the same thing as we do for Thanksgiving. For those people who celebrate Thanksgiving, you kind of know what I'm talking about. And even the people who don't, it's just like a, you know, like a turkey dinner with occasional sides like green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, stuffing, so much and so forth. But instead of turkey, we like to use ham. But my dad said he wanted We love my dad for this. He wanted to make ribs. Why? No idea. I'm not gonna yuck his yum, but ribs are definitely a choice he's decided to make this year, which is okay. His ribs are pretty good anyways. And yeah, something I'm really glad for and thankful for my friends this holiday season is the fact that I have so many people to surround me when I'm at my lowest, and I have friends that care for me, and I'm glad to have that. And that's the best gift anyone could have, you know, is good friends who support you and love you and are there for you, and it's great. I love my friend Jason, Sydney, Jacob, Liz, and Entrell, Ricky, so many people. And I'm also thankful for my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, I know, crazy sibling, my boyfriend, my cousins and aunts and uncles, and my dog Blaze, number one thankful person. I am very thankful for my dog. He's been there when I've had mental breakdowns. He's a really good comfort animal, and honestly, I'm so happy to have him. He's a really great dog. He is a black lab German Shepherd mix. He looks more as a black lab, but he definitely has the attitude of a German Shepherd. So, yeah, I plan on getting him some things for what we celebrate, Christmas. I was maybe thinking like a dog bone or something. My dog likes to eat. And that is something in our family that we all have in common. We all like to eat. The amount of socks that my dog has eaten, it's insane. Like, we'll have one sock and we go, hey, where's the other one? And we look at my dog and he just like looks at us with that guilty look as if he's like, okay, hear me out, you guys. Is pretty tasty, so like we can't I don't know, we all get mad for a second, but then we're like, oh baby, it's okay, you're so cute anyways. Yeah, well, that's not the case for my situation as of right now, because I am a cheer and I need a certain kind of sock. They need to be like little white ankle socks, and my dog ate all of them. Yeah, it was a pack of 12. Don't ask. But I love my dog. I love him for this, and I'm really excited. This is just another year to spend the Christmas year with my family, my friends, everybody, and yeah. My favorite thing I'd like to eat at a family dinner, because I got sidetracked again, ADHD, gotta love it. It has to be, oh my gosh, I really love the green bean casserole. I made it last year for Thanksgiving, this year for Thanksgiving, and it was so good. So yeah, it has to be the green bean casserole, the mashed potatoes. My dad usually makes like dehydrated potatoes usually, because it's what we can afford. So we're like, yeah, let's just do it. So we usually do that, but we make real potatoes with like straight up, like we'll go to Winco. We set a budget. We're like, okay, this is what we're going to get on sides. And we're like, okay, we're going to get the ingredients. We're going to make it fresh. Scratch. It's pretty good. It's really, really, really good. And so yeah, that's kind of how my holiday goes. I know that every year we have a thing. I don't know if you've heard about it or not, but it's called the Elf on the Shelf. And so we have two of them. We had one originally we named Ella, and the other one my sister wanted to name Bella. But at the time I was obsessed with a Minecraft streamer by the name of Quackity. Yes, that is right, Quackity. He had a thing with ducks. It was his whole thing. Anyways, I named him Quackity. It was a girl. I named her Quackity. Why? Because, yes. So Ella and Quackity this year, they have been all over the place. And for the people who don't know what an elf on the shelf is, they are little elves, little fabric looking elves that are from the North Pole. You read a book from the box they come in, and once you name your elf and you leave the elf in the in like the box it came in. You just put it to the side, and then that's what you do. You leave it there. And then the next morning, usually it's a thing for kids, kids will have to find the elf wherever it is. And like sometimes it could be in a Christmas tree or a holiday shrubbery or Kwanzaa candle or, you know, all these different things. So, yeah. The funniest place we caught our elves the first time it came over was on the ceiling fan. It wasn't this year. Last year, it was on the ceiling fan with silly string all over, like spraying all over the other elf. They don't like each other. Yeah. But, you know, they have to report to Santa. They stay in their spot, then they report back to Santa at the end of the night telling how the kid behaves, and then they go back to the house, and then they find their next hiding spot. It's kind of cool. People have tried to ruin the whimsical magic of it by telling me it's not real, but come on. No one can make something like that up. And it's true. I believe that the elves are real and that Santa Claus is real, okay? The people who say he isn't, leave me alone. Let me live my childhood. I am my own person. I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. I'm not yucking your yum. You're not yucking my yum. Then we're safe and we're all good. Anyways, this was my holiday seasonal session of the Student Hour on AM 1450 KBPS. Once again, this is Razor signing out.
Happy holidays. This is Melinda McChesty of the KBPS Portland student staff. Season's greetings and all the best in the coming new year. This is the Student Hour. Student Voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBOO 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hello, and welcome to my little show. You are listening to Dane. This story is only on the Student Hour. Yule. Everyone's heard the name before, whether it's Yule Tide or the Yule Log, but do you actually know what it means? I'm sure if we were having a chat and I brought it up, you'd get the gist, but what if I asked you to define it? What if I asked you its history, its traditions, its people? Well, after this episode, you can sleep easy knowing you can out-Yule your friends. First off, what is Yule? Yule is a winter celebration that originated in Germanic countries. It started off as a pagan holiday, but the exact date of traditional Yule is widely debated among scholars. In some books dated to the time period, Yule is described as a three-day feast beginning on the midwinter night. This, however, is distinct from the winter solstice, which occurs about a month later. Certain professionals propose that Yule was celebrated on a full moon of the second Yule month of the early Germanic calendar. This equates to about January 5th to February 2nd. Yet more scholars say that Yule would have taken place from the 19th of January to the 21st. Some people, perhaps even most people, simply use Yule as a synonym for Christmas time. This may be because certain aspects of Yule were merged into Christmas during the Christianization of the Germanic peoples. The conversion was gradual, starting in the late antiquity and early medieval ages. By 700 AD, they were mostly Christianized, and Germanic paganism stopped having any political influence by 1100 AD. The Yule goat, for instance, is not something you burn, but rather an ornament. A wood, or more commonly straw, goat bound up with red ribbons under and sometimes on the Yule tree. Larger versions of the goat are put up in towns and cities, a tradition started in the 1960s by the Swedish gavel goat. Wassailing is a practice similar to caroling, in which a group of people go around singing. This is, however, where the similarities cease. Wassailing falls into two distinct categories, home visiting and orchard visiting. House visiting involves a group of people going door to door and singing. They will then offer the person a drink from the wassail bowl in exchange for gifts. The wassail bowl is a bowl filled with the beverage wassail. Wassail itself is a drink made from hot mulled cider, ale, or wine with spices. It's used in the celebration of Yule when people go wassailing. The word wassail actually has a very interesting etymology, beginning as the Old Norse phrase Washail, which literally means be in good health or be fortunate. It was initially used as a hello or farewell, but later developed into the first part of a drinking formula, Wassail, drink hail. Fun fact, in some versions of Wassling, the Wasslers will ask for a member of the household to come with them, Wassling door to door. Orchard visiting Wassling, on the other hand, has a slight twist to it. As the name implies, the group of Wasslers go to an orchard instead of house to house and sing incantations to help get a good harvest. But you don't have to be religious to celebrate Yule. Like any holiday, there are atheists and agnostics and anyone and everyone who celebrate it. People celebrate with Yule logs, Yule goats, and Wassling. A lot of these traditions were merged with Christmas with the aforementioned Christianization of the Germanic people, things like the Yule log or caroling. The Yule log specifically is especially chosen and placed in the hearth to warm the house. Yule, like Christmas and other winter holidays, is religious in nature. Some modern paganists observe Yule, such as heathens and Celtic Scottish pagans. Practices can vary due to the limited knowledge of Yule, but there is a connected goal of respecting and practicing this winter festival. Just in case you were wondering, heathenism and Celtic Scottish paganism are both neo-pagan religions. This means they worship a plurality of deities. I won't go too much further into it because it would go too off-topic for this episode to do so, though. Some heathens celebrate as closely as possible what ancient Germanic pagans would do during Yule. They observe the holiday with rituals assembled from different sources. An example of how heathens celebrate Yule would include exchanging of gifts and sharing of a meal. Celtic Scottish paganists, however, believe that during Yule, the Holly King, who was the god of the waiting year, would bow the Oak King, the god of the waxing year, and lose. Because of this, Celtic Scottish paganists will dramatically reenact the events during Yuletide, in a sort of play. Fun fact, some practitioners observed the Yule Boar, which was a boar that would be sacrificed and vows made by people holding onto its bristles, similar to New Year's. This boar was called Sonergolter. You have been listening to me, Dane, on the Student Hour. If you have any Yule-related queries, please call 503-916-5101. That is 503-916-5101. The script was written, spoken, and edited by the dazzling me. The song playing throughout is Carol of the Bells by Krutkov Music on YouTube.
Happy holiday. It's Mr. Rowe, the KPS Poland morning show called The Garden. See his greetings and all the best that are coming to you.
Hello, you're listening to AM 1450. My name is Travis, and I'm interviewing...
James.
Hey, James. So I heard that you went on a trip, is that correct?
Yep.
Where did you go for your trip?
Well, I went to the Columbia Gorge Model Railway Club, and it was awesome.
How was the experience?
It was pretty cool getting to see like the landscape and everything was just like so detailed.
What do you mean by, like, detailed, like?
Like, there was so much effort put into it, and, like, you could just tell by looking at the landscape how each individual, like, how each individual hillside or mountain, that was all carved out with detail. There's even little people, like, tiny moving chickens, like, with magnets.
That's amazing. Tiny magnet chickens. That's amazing. I'd like one of those. What was the coolest thing you saw?
Well, there was this very long train that had, like, a whole bunch of Pokemon figurines on it, and that was cool. And something else that I can't believe I recognized most of them. Actually, all of them.
On your trip, was there anything else you'd like to see where you were there, or did you see everything that you expected?
Well, yeah... yes, I did see everything I did see most of the things I wanted to see, but, like, I'd kind of want to go back there when there's less people because, like, so then I can take a lot more time looking at the landscapes and stuff and looking at every detail.
And then my final question is, like, would you go back when you're older and stuff, see if it changes over time?
Of course. Like, why wouldn't I? I've also heard from the president of the railway club that he wants to expand it a bit more, and by a bit I mean a lot more.
Would you recommend other people to go?
Of course I would. That place was amazing. It's definitely a great place to take your family if you're having like a slow weekend or just want something to do.
Well, there you have it. I've heard a lot of things about it. Is it like a layout of like Oregon, basically?
Not Oregon, but certain places in Portland.
Huh. Well, James, thank you for interviewing me. Well, interviewing you, at least. I learned a lot.
You're welcome.
You are listening to AM 1450s, streaming on kbps.am.
Happy holidays. This is Charity of the KBPS Portland student staff. Season's greetings and all the best in the coming new year.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at x-ray.fm. Thank you for listening.
I'm Meriwether Stewart, and you are listening to the Student Hour. Something I've been thinking about a lot recently is poetry. I think it's a really underrated form of expression. One of my closest friends, is a published poet. I've read his book. It's really beautiful, and it resonated a lot with me. So ever since then, I've been thinking of writing more poetry. And I have been. I wrote a poem a few months ago about an experience I had at a art museum. And it was just such a beautiful poem that I wrote. And my friend said it was great. And, you know, I really love it. And I've been writing more poems whenever it feels right to. Sometimes I have a really bad day and I want to express that somehow, so I express it through poetry. I sort of vent out my feelings through poetry and it helps me be less stressed and less upset about things. Once I was having a pretty bad day, and to top it all off, I couldn't find a pencil that I needed for taking notes. So I wrote a little poem on my computer about it and about how everything that was happening all at once combined with me not being able to find my pencil just really made me angry. I still have that poem in my Google Docs, and I remember when I had finished it, I felt a lot better. Partially because by that time I had found my pencil, but also having a place where you can vent out your feelings is kind of good. And I feel like poetry has just helped me a lot. I think that anybody who sometimes has trouble expressing themselves or just needs something to do to vent out their feelings, they should try poetry. Because it's helped me a lot, and I bet it could help a lot more people. This has been Meriwether Stewart with the Student Hour.
Students need access to clean bathrooms at school, but that's not always happening at Marshall campus. Some bathrooms are locked for long periods of time. Other times, the condition is terrible. Lack of soap, paper towels, and general hygienic care make the bathroom experiences frustrating for students, not to mention the increased graffiti. Lack of proper bathrooms is impacting our ability to do well at school. Not only does this affect the overall well-being of students, but it affects the spread of germs and illnesses. We propose many solutions for this problem, not only just for current students at Marshall campus, but for future students too. We strongly believe that Portland Public Schools should invest in proper hygiene amenities, such as better soap dispensers and paper towel dispensers, and access to menstrual care that is properly stocked and monitored. With just these small changes, we can create a better future for the Marshall campus as a whole.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be, but there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there was a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop, but more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure you're familiar with the idea of caroling, but what about, drumroll please, radio caroling? Yeah, you probably can get it. We're caroling by radio. Mackay, pop quiz, why aren't we caroling in person?
Well, probably because we don't know where they live.
Wrong. It's because we don't have enough time to get to every house.
As a math lover myself, I did the math, and we'd be like 5 minutes off.
Lame.
Luckily, we have radio.
Still lame.
Shut up, Mackay. We get enough of that from the listeners.
And with that, our radio caroling.
And up next, we have Baby It's Cold Outside, done in a duet by Connor and Dane.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll mold your hands, so they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father's been pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
I'll put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No camps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair
why,
looks
thank you.
Swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting
I
my
really
pride?
Can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby,
baby
it's cold,
cold
outside.
You're very pushy, you know.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that store.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
But my maiden's aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've been gotta get
baby,
home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
Really been grand.
I feel a thrill when I touch your
don't
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
It's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Baby,
baby
it's cold.
It's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Okay, fine. Just another treatment.
That took a lot of convincing.
Up next, we have Let It Snow, covered by Dane.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. He doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for bopping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear was still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
He doesn't care if it's thunder low. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the wind.
winds that blow, he just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Here goes the storm. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care. Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is delightful. Since we've got no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. He doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, Powell hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Up next we have Here Comes Santa Claus, covered by Dane.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, oh what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the line. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Up next we have All I Want for Christmas Is You, covered by Kono.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah!
I don't want a lot for Christmas. have, it's just one thing I need, and I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking up upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on writing underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those magical reindeer click. 'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. Oh, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air. And everyone here is singing. I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me all the one I really need? Oh yeah, please bring me my baby to me. Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing outside my door. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you, baby. All I want for Christmas is you, baby. All I want for Christmas is you, baby.
Up next we have One Rudolph One, covered by Connor.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph, Rudolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, 'cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a boy, what have you been longing for? All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a shooting star. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, 'cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph goes on breathing like a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that could cry, shriek, drink, and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, reeling like a merry-go-round.
You've been listening to The Student Hour.
Happy holidays. This is Jacob Patterson of the KBPS Portland staff. Season's greetings and all the best in the coming new year.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kboo.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you for listening.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jacob Patterson. I'm the KBPS radio broadcasting instructor at Benson High School. This next segment is a showcase of a special project that was completed by our sophomores in the Communication Design Academy pathway here at Benson High School. What we do in the Communication Design Academy pathway is teachers work together to develop collaborative projects that students work in all of their classes. And we're learning with these collaborative projects that it really helps to reinforce the lessons, techniques, and skills that we're trying to teach students. For example, this project we call Pin Drop. How the Pin Drop project works is it starts in English class, where students write about a person or a place in our community that's significant to the student. Students finalize the writing piece in English class and then take it to their multimedia classes. In digital media, students create an image that represents the person or place or their story that they wrote about. Then students can go to photography and take pictures that are related to their person or place that they wrote about. In video production, students can produce a short film that's related to their person or place. And here in radio broadcasting at KBPS, I have students record their stories and try to incorporate what that person or place they wrote about sounds like. And if students are able, they go out and get sound recordings of that person or place. So now we'd like to share with you a handful of these Pin Drop projects that were produced by KBPS students here at Benson High School. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy.
Let me tell you a story in the wonderful land, the tale as tall as time. A place up this hill, a place by the grass. Yes, let me tell you the tale of Benson High. Yes, this was the hill, grassy and tall, where we fled the Dean. You see this building, how it's so very tall, so very lean? We climbed up here, before having to flee. The view was great, the sky was clear, not a cloud to be seen. I could hear the wind wailing, and then we saw the Dean. She was staring us down, knives flew from her eyes. We started to scream and to shout. Who is she calling? Our parents? The guards? We jumped from the roof, pompous and tall, a building as old as time. And as we scattered and as we ran, we wished we could stop, look back, and save that moment in time.
I'm familiar with how these rides can go. The bumpy roads that violently shake the flimsy blue seats. The hard seats that after a long trip somehow start to feel like a grand sofa. The beeps and exhaust that releases every stop. The vents at the very back that suck hair up. Saying I'm familiar doesn't mean that everything's expected. I never expect who I see. I see different people from all over the city. Thousands of stories I'll never get a chance to hear all of.
I feel my best when I'm in my living room at night. While I'm in there, someone is in the kitchen as I can hear the spoon hitting the bowl while they eat, like waves of water hitting the land at the beach. I even get to smell what they're eating. In the living room, there's a leather couch which is always ice cold as camping in the forest at night. I slowly lay on the couch and felt the leather cool my skin. As I sink onto the couch, I might hear rustling from my dog's bed as she gets up to get water or to change positions on her bed. She's paranoid when she tries to sleep and can wake up to anything like someone checking their pocket to make sure their phone is still there. My brother might be playing video games in the next door room. He's loud enough for me to hear him, and it might be a roller coaster of noise. He could be yelling, then just immediately he could just start to be quiet. Often there's a faint purple LED light I can see in the other living room because it's too dark in my house at night. Sometimes I might want to take a nap. I'm able to feel my body start to shut down like a computer turning off. My eyes begin to weigh as a ton as I get sleepy, unable to keep my eyes open for too long. As I fall asleep, I always wake up because I'm too tall for the couch.
On the boulder, suspended only by my hands against the rough holds, my tendons straining. The air smelled of chalk and of sweat. Despite my best efforts, I fell to the ground onto the soft mats, accompanied by the typical thwoom. Though I failed, I tried again and again. At last, I found myself near the top, having overcome the biggest hurdle. Mere feet away, I stretched my arm. Cold sweat dripping down, and grasped the final hold. Atop the boulder I stood, 15 feet above the ground. There are no stairs down.
There was a time my mom was gardening in the backyard and a big nutria came out of nowhere. The nutria started to eat the plants and vegetables my mom grew. It looked cute and its eyes sparkled while eating the sour leaf. Every time I looked through the door to my backyard to see the nutria, it would be there. Then one day I found out that the nutria was becoming a mother because her belly got bigger. A few days later, I saw 3 baby nutrias in my backyard eating the vegetables my mom grew. The baby nutrias always stuck together, which reminded me of my 2 older sisters and I. I would also go outside in my backyard and listen to them munching on the sour leaf. Whenever I go to my backyard, I see the nutrias and hear them munching on the sour leaf like a bunny chewing its carrot. I'd even pull a piece of spearmint in my mom's garden and taste the cooling of the mint. In my background, I could smell the aroma of jasmine flowers and hear birds chirp when they come by. Unfortunately, the three baby nutrias' mother passed away, which was heartbreaking. But I'm so happy that the 3 nutrias stayed together.
I'm Ryan Jill for Communication Design Academy at Benson. The place that I want to talk about in my community is Bakersfield, California. The reason why I'm talking about this place is because I was born there. Here's a story about my place. California by Ryan Jill Shaw. During the summer, the grass would shine so bright under the sun. I was blinded by how bright they were. It was like wheat, but unedible. I love the golden grass of California, the crisp air of pollution and burned wood. The aura of fire burns my nostrils and moistens my neck. The fire reminds me of screams and terrors from none other than the wood itself and living that are engulfed by it. I pass a dead village of trees whenever I travel home to my family in Bakersfield. I feel deeply saddened. I miss my people, my uncles, aunts and cousins. I miss the normalization of heavy weather. California, the land of golden grass. My home is surrounded by sand. It's an oasis, a dry and shriveled oasis. I remember the rivers filled with water that are now bare. The trees I used to chill in during lunchtime were cut down or burned. Nothing is truly the same as when I was 5 years younger. It's not as damp as in the previous years. No, I don't feel nice cold breezes anymore. And no, I don't hate the hot air. I am actually in love with it. I love to see coyotes at night and jumping kangaroo mice in the evening. They would gather together, those mice, the coyotes not so much. They would normally remind me of lone wolves with comrades. The tumbleweeds would make me laugh as they passed my vision. This town's not big enough for the two of us, I would patronize. They made me recall the SpongeBob movie my family watched together on a pirated CD. I used to watch SpongeBob continuously with my aunt on the floor. The coldest it's been is only frost in the morning. I would wear a puffer jacket in the winter because the weather was too cold for me at the time. I still haven't changed my mind. The winter is still cold. Oregon's weather is even more freezing. I can't possibly get used to it. Even 5 years have passed since I've moved. The cold is unnecessarily deadly to my warming heart. It's like blizzards to my body. The cold could cause my body to shiver uncontrollably. Back in California, the heat would only get higher throughout the day. The afternoons were the best part of it all. The sun ablaze, the warmth activated what seemed to be sweat. But I never sweat like how the athletes did. They were sweating nothing but buckets. Mind you, get out of the field, I've been patronized. Mind you, promise me you won't get in our game. I've promised, but I have not kept. Afternoons in California were special. My skin boiled like mother's chicken noodle soup. Don't get me wrong, it was indeed terrible. But what's different about this weather is that I enjoyed it. No better weather than the heat. I remember always chilling under the patios for shade and coolness. My friends are waiting for the computer lab to open up for lunch. We all cry for winter to surface, but day by day it never welcomed itself. I miss the longing for rain. Oh, the rarity of the trickling symphony. I miss the excitement it gave me. There's nothing better than to sit inside a rainy day. Back in California, when it was the end of the day at elementary school, "Let's run," a mature voice called out to me. I could only giggle. I rushed into the car all soaked, wondering if I'll ever be dry again. Nowadays, nobody hovers under shelter anymore. I have evolved to never cover my head to the raindrops. I miss the peace rain gave me. I got it all too used to its wetness. California? It doesn't rain in California. No, it does. Not in the farthest parts of the southeast. I recall only playing with the hose outside and Barbies indoors. It was likely both. Me and my sisters just swallowed up in our imaginations. Under the rain, it was murder week. The rain was most exciting to me. I wanted to see it pour nonstop. Oh, sitting down and watching Clue on Halloween after bagging a whole block of possibly expired candy. Last year, I only stayed home and had a small party outdoors. It wasn't all that exciting. Just staying home, eating candy. We didn't even watch a movie. Oregon, it's one of those places where they have all types of weather. I wouldn't say it's predictable without a weather check. You can never know what it would be like the next day. I layered like cakes just to avoid the shivering in the winters. It's quite scary to approach my birthday. Oh, I had to layer like a penguin. It was petrifying when you couldn't see miles around you due to the fog. What's worse is the frostbite between your nails trying to catch your bus in the morning. It would take only 2 minutes for the sickness to overcome you. My family calls it sick season. I call it hell. Imagine being sick on your birthday. I wouldn't want to be. Oregon hasn't had its best first impression on me, but I still enjoy its peaceful scenery, its tourist attractions and cafes. Oregon, I now live in an entirely different state. It was a different culture compared to California. A variety of different mentalities are welcome to me. It is extremely cold in the winter, more extremely extreme to the winters in my home state. Whenever I look around, I don't feel surrounded by mountains like the old valley. I can't drive 2 minutes just to see my family. I can't go next door to my family's house anymore. Things are different, but it's okay. I have accepted not having the opportunities that I was given before. The feeling of despair and absence reoccurred to me, reminding me that I wasn't born here like everyone else. I don't feel connected to Oregon like my friends do. Oh, I like my living. I love to try new things. I love the greenery. My mother became a plant mom. Life is good in Portland. People are odd here, not as odd as in the previous years. I think I just got used to it. Autumn is one of my favorite seasons in Oregon. I do like California Bakersfield, but it's time to let the past go.
Again, you've been listening to a special project called Pin Drop that was produced by KBPS sophomores in the Communication Design Academy pathway here at Benson Polytechnic High School.
The superintendent of Portland Public Schools is resigning. Guadalupe Guerrero told the PPS school board they will have 2 months to find a replacement. Guerrero is the first Latino superintendent in PPS history and has served for almost 7 years. In a statement released by PPS, he says he's grateful for the opportunity to lead PPS. He also says he's proud of what his team has accomplished, making PPS a better experience for every student. Guerrero's last day as superintendent will be February 16th.
In a statement from PPS, Mr. Guerrero says, and I quote, "I'm grateful for the trust and opportunity I've led in Portland Public Schools for the past 7 years. Superintendent Guerrero was unanimously appointed for office almost 7 years ago. He is the first PPS superintendent to be in charge during a teacher strike and through a pandemic. He is also the first Latino superintendent in PPS history." In a statement released by the PPS school board, says Superintendent Guerrero has laid a strong foundation for us, and we are confident that the district is stable in a strong position to embark on its next chapter. We will meet this in the coming days as school board tries to identify a new intern leader and begin the search processing for a new superintendent. Joining us today live in the studio now is a KBPS student reporter, Makai. Makai, what can you tell us?
Straight from KBPS News Station, I'm Makai Daniels with the latest news. Controversial PPS Superintendent Guadalupe Guerrero resigns, leaving only 2 months to find a replacement. He announces his toning down of a third reinstatement with a highly talked about message to his student and co-workers. Mr. Guerrero says in his message, "During my tenure, we worked tirelessly to provide our 4,000 amazing Portland students with an excellent classroom experience every day. I am immensely proud of my team's contribution to our school district's 700-year history, and I want to thank every educator, principal, central office staff, community partner, and family for supporting our mission to make PPS a better experience for every student." Many students and teachers reacted in opposite feelings to the positive tone of the message and glowing review Mr. Guerrero gave himself. Students and teachers erupting in cheers and high fives when the news was announced. Hopefully more information will be coming soon. This has been KBBS AM 1450. Thank you for listening.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.